Don't believe everything you see on the internet. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. So I've seen some memes on social media that say this year will be the first Christmas full moon since 1977, and that we won't have another one for another 19 years. Well, yes, that was true. 3 years ago, in 2015, those same memes are popping back up this year. Perhaps you've seen them. No, I have no idea why. Maybe because the idea of a full moon coinciding with Christmas Day seems like fun. To me, though, the great thing is we get a full moon every month. And this month, no, it's not on Christmas, but it is this weekend. And this weekend is also the winter solstice. Friday night, it'll be close, but not technically a full moon on solstice day, but almost no one will be able to tell the difference. Saturday night is the official full moon. And the great thing is, this month, the full moon is an all-night moon, rising in the early evening and staying out almost all night, shedding a little light on the longest nights of the year. Now, if you've never looked at the moon through a telescope, do it this weekend. Personally, I like to look at a moon with a shadow, like a gibbous, crescent, or quarter moon, because the shadow accentuates textures like craters and mountains. But there is something striking about a big, bright, full moon filling up the eyepiece. And almost any telescope will do. Even binoculars will show details you can't see with the naked eye. Oh, and just because the moon won't be full on Christmas doesn't mean it won't be worth a look then either. Again, shadows are fun. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. I'm Matt Pelser.